This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us right here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves with us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Here in the studio with you tonight as we kick off the second hour of the show, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts about what you want. And then coming up, Mark, you're going to give us a little bit of good news. Finally, for the parents that actually want to have what they call free-range kids, which used to just be kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
This is used to be what we called kids.
Right. You can just go outside, go to the park, you can go down the street, no problem, without your parents around.
Now we need a name for what we used to call childhood.
Right. So Utah apparently is working on something, and I don't know what the legal status of it is, but the legislature, Mark, you'll tell us more about it,
yep,
has something that may be offering some protection to the parents that actually want to allow their kids to learn about life on their own. We'll go to that story here in moments, but first to your calls and thoughts. We got Matthew. He's on the line in Louisiana, watching us online over at freetalklive.com. Matthew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all were talking about this case in Baton Rouge. Another Baton Rouge cop seems to be, shall we say, overzealous. And I'm thinking to myself, the same news media that's reporting on this is also the same one that scares the hell out of the citizens to convince them that they need policemen literally in their house to protect them from bad people or even themselves.
Really?
And I'm like,
well, I mean, the media basically
does that. The media is pro-cop.
Scaring all the time. Boo.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Just, but they didn't have to report on this, right? They did. There was a Baton Rouge TV station, Channel 2 there, and I forget their call letters, BRP or BRZ or something like that, that reported on this. And it was
this great news.
Well, it's terrible news.
So now
we
need cops to watch the cops. I mean, we're asking policemen, and frankly, I don't think there should be a police force per se, mm-hmm, but, you know, that's an argument for another day, because originally the founders thought that we should be the policemen, which is why they didn't think that there should be all that many laws.
For listeners just tuning in, I just want to recap here. The issue at hand is a Baton Rouge police officer admits on camera in a leaked video coming out of her police body cam, she admits, basically suggests, that they falsify a report in order to try to gather evidence against a couple who were passed out in a truck, or sleeping in a truck. And it's outrageous what it is that she admits to. None of us are really surprised by it, but the fact is there are people who are going to be watching that TV station. And yeah, certainly a lot of television reporting is pro-cop, but this is good reporting. This is reporting that reveals the audio, that is damning audio, and they interview an attorney who says, yeah, this is outrageous, this lady should not be on the police. Later on, they tried to get this is the part I didn't play on the air, they tried to get a quote from the police department, they refused to talk about it. So they're not discussing the case publicly.
Yeah, yeah, it's best not for them to discuss it.
So it doesn't look good in any aspect for the police. And if they were really always trying to tote water for the police, then they wouldn't have run with this report. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's not entirely true.
No, he's not saying that they're pro-cop. He said that they're pro-fear. And initially that was his
thesis. I'm sorry, I thought you said they were pro-cop.
Yeah, precisely. The whole reason we have the police in the first place is because in the 1840s or 1830s, the journalists in Boston started clamoring that we needed to professionalize the enforcement of laws. And that, either Boston or New York City, I don't know which one, but I think it was Boston, then New York, had the first professional police force.
The first professional police force was in 1850 in London.
Okay, well, I was talking about in the United States.
Okay.
And, yeah, I could be wrong on the dates, but...
You're close.
It was just a clamor by the news media of the time that We needed a professional police force, which policemen and the they're not here to protect us. They're here to enforce the laws that the politicians pass in response to people who are scared to death by the news media.
And the Supreme Court will agree with you in several cases that the police are not here to protect us.
Yeah, the way you would protect, you know, if the cops were doing the right thing in this particular case where the people passed out in the truck, would be to say, knock on the window and say, hey, the racetrack here has asked if you can, you know, move along. You've been here all night or whatever, so you're definitely rested. You can hit back on the road now. Have a nice day.
Well, I mean, you probably... Do you think they have... I mean, if they do talk to them and they smell alcohol, perhaps it would be time to see whether or not... It's not a good idea to put them on the road.
No, I get what you're saying there, and I'm not. I don't know if they were drunk, Mark. I don't know if there was any evidence that they were drunk.
Not necessarily.
I'm saying the nice thing to do would have been to just go ahead and let that person, you know, move along.
Nice police officers don't put drunk people in the road.
I didn't say they were drunk, and I wasn't suggesting that they were drunk.
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
Matthew,
obviously, if it smelled alcohol, that would be a different story.
Right.
But
instead, she's looking for a reason to arrest him.
I smell alcohol, though, because that's something that really can't be proven later. And since I don't trust these people, I wouldn't really consider that evidence.
Well, your skepticism is well deserved. They seem to be earning it every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta go. Ciao.
Hey, thanks, Matthew. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He is on Skype calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to talk about a voluntary society. And what I've noticed is, I mean, it's kind of pretty obvious that, I mean, obviously anarchists and, you know, libertarians, voluntarists, very hyper-individualistic people for the most part. And I don't really look at things from a hyper-individualistic perspective. So, I mean, what really intrigues me about a lot of what you say, Mark, is you're interested in looking at what kind of governance structures do exist and decentralized institutions would exist, because we live in a complex society and we continue to live in a complex society, and everybody's not going to just be on their own island, I mean, on their own log cabin separated from everybody else on their private roads and private land. There's going to be a requirement for a lot of cooperation, but on a voluntary basis. So there'll be so many analogs to the institutions that exist today, but on a voluntary basis, in my opinion, in a free market society.
Yeah, it's really difficult to know what's going to happen in a voluntary society, because basically you're not allowed to do it. And if you try, they're probably going to come lock you up. And ultimately, I mean, you can buy enough land and start your own little city or society or whatever, but the state, whatever state you're in, is still going to claim property taxes on it. I suppose you could go ahead and say something to the effect of, we're a religious commune, and it works for some. Monasteries are essentially their own private societies. If there's a murder or something there and the police are called, they're probably going to check it out. But, I mean, if the only thing you have, if the only thing the state is doing to you is investigating murders on your property, you're probably pretty free. So, you know, there's some thoughts.
Penguin?
Oh, yeah. but I was just thinking, like, a lot of people say that anarchy it means no rule or no rulers. But, I mean, you have to still submit to, you know, giving up your individual freedom for, you might work for a company. You might be part of a cooperative. You know, who builds the roads? Well, you're not going to pay a different.
We're losing your connection, Mortified Penguin.
I
appreciate hearing from you. I'm going to have to drop the line there. It's
too jumbled.
Unintelligible at that point. But so what he's talking about is the voluntary
society,
the idea of people, you know, creating a society and having services like, you know, clearing the roads or fixing the roads. The roads seem to be the big issue that people bring up.
It's such a radical notion that basically we can have the benefits of the service organization that we know as the state. the government. Mm-hmm. We can have the benefits of that organization without that organization being in a monopoly and demanding from you.
Without the violence.
That you have the services. That if there was some competition in these different services areas, that we'd get better service. Monopolies are known for high prices and bad service, right?
That's right. And poor products.
It's not really a radical notion.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. Yeah, the voluntarism idea essentially just means choice in that matter. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, love you. It's a
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join. join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Melanie must be knee-deep in tax paperwork right now. She's a professional tax preparer, accountant, bookkeeper. She can help your business or you personally file taxes and get back as much as you possibly can from the evil state. She's a real anarchist. If there was an anarchist certification, you'd go for it. I don't know who could do something like that, but it could happen.
We could have Melanie. A decentralized one. It's fine.
Yeah, and so if you want a real anarchist who hates the state helping you with your taxes, is it too late for this year, Melanie, or can people, you know, the procrastinators, get in touch with you at this late hour?
So if you have a partnership or S-Corp, those are due already, but if you have your personal tax returns, I mean, worst case scenario, I'd tell you, you brought me 30,000 day trading transactions, and we're going to have to file an extension. So, yeah, I mean.
And, I mean, obviously people who are, employing you, they're paying their taxes, right? Like, you're not just going to say, you're not going to just burn their receipts and say, you don't have to pay taxes to these people.
Well, if you have receipts, there's kind of a paper trail of it already. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the goal is to not get robbed, but also stay out of jail. So, yeah, and then most people, it's not going to be a problem. We're going to get in on time. If you have something, you know, really large, it might be an extension.
But. So right now, even though we're less than 2 weeks away from the tax deadline, a regular person, not too late to get in touch.
Yeah, most people only take an hour or two.
Okay, all right.
She helped my family to save on our taxes, so it's great.
All right, that's great news.
There's my endorsement.
Go to tax.freetalklive.com if you would like to get in touch with Melanie directly and have her take a look at your situation and give you a price or quote. Tax.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to her website. As we continue here, we can talk about the Petro. I promised this last week. We never got around to it, so I think we should do a Petro update because it's been several weeks, I think, since our last one. But, Mark, you had a story out of Utah that we've been teasing here tonight about free-range kids and some sort of protection that the state is ostensibly going to be putting in place, perhaps to protect parents who actually want to allow their children to grow up a little bit, not have a helicopter parent floating about everywhere they go, trying to protect them from everything, and of course being very careful to not offend their neighbors, because apparently in a lot of states like New York and California, if you leave your kids out at the park for 2 seconds without accompaniment, the busybodies nearby will ring up the police and you'll end up with charges, parents.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but when I was a kid, I mean, parents just didn't ask these questions. Out you went. There's your bicycle.
Well, they weren't getting arrested. It's
pedal
when
down
people
the street.
Started calling the cops on people. I was on a forum the other day, and people were asking, should I call the cops so somebody's letting their five-year-old play in the yard? I'm like,
you got to be kidding.
No.
What kind of forum?
A wedding forum.
Okay. I was going to say, it doesn't sound like the kind of forum you would normally hang out in.
Well, I don't only hang out on anarchist sites. There's not that very many of them.
Right. No, I understand that. But, I mean, you're such a principled anarchist to the point where you describe people who aren't an anarchist as normies. So, you know, you tend to be frustrated by those people. So it surprises me whenever I find out that you're actually
so
amongst them.
So sometimes you have to do things that frustrate you. I guess yeah. I don't have to be on that forum, but
but you want to ask about weddings.
I can't only talk to the same five people. Like, that doesn't work. Sometimes you want to just get a baseline of, like, what are people doing? Like, because most people aren't sitting around in the basement talking about, you know, proportionality at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And most of those people aren't getting married. So if you want to ask people about, you know, weddings, then you have to go to where the normal wedding goers go to, right?
Yeah.
Or in populations that just have women.
Right. That's what I was going to say. The libertarian movement or the anarchist movement or whatever you want to call it, the freedom movement, tends to be mostly male. It tends to be a sausage party at pretty much every event I've ever been to. And that's starting to change in some areas. It's starting to shift a little bit, but it's still solidly male in every single, you know, whatever the club happens to be, whatever group we're talking about.
I wonder if anybody's ever been sort of tricked by that term sausage party. Oh, party with sausages. That's great. Going on here from fee.org, Carrie McDonald, for parents in Utah, it's now legal for their children. I'm so used to saying that. For their children to walk or bike to and from school.
Okay, so this passed.
Without accompaniment of adult.
All right.
They can also let their kids play outside unsupervised and will be allowed to stay at home unattended.
Wow.
These newfound freedoms are the result of the free-range parenting bill unanimously passed by the Utah legislature and recently signed into law by the Utah governor.
It's sad because now they're having to create legislation to protect what was just normal, the normal way of doing things for so long. That's bad.
Jefferson has a quote that says it's like normal for the state to grow and for freedom to wane.
Yep.
And that's what's happened with the rearing of kids. I had the level of freedom that I did as a kid, which meant that I could get on my bicycle without my grandmother or mother knowing where I was headed off to and just head off. Me and my friend, and we would go someplace.
The only way you'd be able to get in touch with them is to find a pay phone, you know, and with a quarter in your pocket or 10 cents or whatever it might have been at the time.
In my tennis shoe, I had ruse.
With a little pocket on the side.
Yeah, that was the thing back then. And
now we
had rules as to where we were allowed to go. But we stayed within those confines, and that was that. But I remember, I've had conversations with people who are the generation older than me, who have kids my age, and they're like, yeah, you guys didn't know anything about freedom. We'd go out on our horses on Friday. We'd leave on Friday afternoon, and we'd come back on Sunday evening.
At the same age as you.
Yeah, that's the idea. They take their horses and they just go for a couple of days. And sometimes in the summer, even longer than that. So, I guess it makes sense. That truism was stated by Jefferson long ago, and I think it's going to continue to be true. Now we do need laws to inform police officers who were raised as Similac kids, raised as mommy holding their hand when they crossed the street until they were 14 years old. These police officers, they're raised in the same society as we are. Today, it seems strange to me the idea of my son doing what I did at my age.
Does it?
It does.
Huh.
He doesn't seem to have any interest in it. But, I mean, I literally try to kick him out of the house, and he doesn't want to go.
Get on a tablet.
Yeah. Well, he can't do that either. But he can, he can play with his Legos, or he can do some, schoolwork, or he can draw, or he can do a variety of things. If he wants to stay in, he can. Freedom doesn't mean you've got to get your butt outside.
If my parents told me to do something like that, I would have rebelled against it.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes I'll take him out and we'll throw the frisbee or one of these devices that out there that's supposed to go a little farther than a regular ball. But
there's a device that's supposed to go farther than a regular ball.
We've got a Nerf football thing that's got like a tail on the end and you throw it and it whistles and
gotcha.
It goes far.
Neat. Technology. 855, 450, free. Which is, of course, really funny because now the tech is there where you can know where your kids are with, like, tracking devices on their phone. So, anyway, more come up. Free talk.
Face it. Today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're talking about the protection of free-range kids, of the parents of free-range kids in Utah, where a law has apparently been passed now to enshrine the rights of parents to allow their kids to, walk home from school if they want to, or leave them in the park by themselves. So those are a couple of the things that this particular legislation addresses that, according to the story from, I don't remember where it was, but from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education,
FEE.org,
has been passed in Utah. Now, of course, I'm curious to know, is Utah the first state to do this? I don't know if they answer that question. Is it the first state, and will other states follow suit?
Yes, it's the first state, because really, I think that police really don't have a lot of good guidance on this. This isn't the sort of thing that generally ends up in court. You know, this is the sort of thing where you're basically, laws are enforced by the enforcers or whatever it is, and there may have been one instance in California that I can think of where a father made a son walk home from school or something, and, you know, that was a problem. I can't remember the ages or what the specificity was, what went on in it, but I picked a kid up who was late for school and took him to school. I had to go drop some pork bellies off to be smoked, and I'm going, and there's this kid walking along the side of the road. He's looks like high school age or something. I pulled over. He
hopped up in the car, and I said, what's the deal? He said, I get, you know, go up to the school here. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. But, you know, and I took him to the it was a bit out of my way. I just went ahead and took him because he was, you know, whatever, the young minds and education and all that stuff. So I got him there as fast as I could.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. One of the ladies that kind of started the movement for free-range kids, she started the blog by that same name, Lenore Scanese. We actually had her on the show a few years back. She is celebrating the 10th year anniversary this week, as of yesterday, apparently, April 1st, of her article, Why I Let My 9-Year-Old Ride the Subway Alone. It was a decade ago.
He's 19 now.
Yeah, that he made it. Made it all the way to 19 after riding the subway home by himself. Didn't get molested, didn't get kidnapped, didn't get murdered.
They called her the worst mother
of
in America.
Yeah.
And then it went to the world because, yeah. Well, you know, what is America if not the whole world? Going on with this article here, what kind of society are we in that we need laws to protect parents who raise their kids the way most of us were raised? State officials and lawmakers told the Washington Post that authorities in Utah were not in the business of arresting parents who allowed their children to roam freely. But lawmakers felt compelled to pass the legislation after Child Protective Service and other states opened criminal cases against parents who did. We likely walked to school on our own, played outside in our neighborhoods without adults watching, and stayed at home from time to time without our parents while we were away. We survived and maybe even became more resilient. Increasingly, these parenting practices are considered suspect and even criminalized. The high-profile 2015 case of the Mietev family in Maryland brought, I wouldn't know which case this was because I've seen so many of these. It brought national attention to the issue when the parents were indicted by Child Protective Services for allowing their children to walk home together from a park without an adult. They were subsequently cleared of any wrongdoing, but the incident revealed just how much has changed since we were all kids.
Now, I know you never hear about stories like this in New Hampshire. I suspect that New Hampshire would be one of those places to follow suit in Utah's case. Like, if somebody put forward similar legislation, it would probably pass.
I don't know that I would trust that. You know, things are different here where we are and the communities that we want talk to versus what goes on in Maine.
New Hampshire's a pretty independent place, Mark.
I don't trust those geriatric politicians in Concord to not watch the news and not be petrified that every kid that walks home has been molested by aliens or whatever.
Okay. I mean, I understand. You know, you're certainly free to your opinion. I spend a lot more time in Concord than you do.
Yes, you do.
So I'm just going to say that from my seeing of what's going on out there, I mean, you've got in New Hampshire, just to give you an example, a recent example of this, they're actually considering banning DUI checkpoints. And when I say they're actually considering, I mean the House already passed it. So now the Senate is looking at that question. Now, it may stop at the governor's, you know, it may pass the Senate, it may stop dead at the governor's office because he's going to toe the line of the police. But ultimately, the fact that that could even pass the House, I think, gives you some kind of idea that New Hampshire is not to be lumped in with the rest of the states.
Those are two kind of pretty unrelated issues.
No. His concern was the geriatrics being scared by the mainstream media reports on things like this. There's all kinds of scary reports about drunks on the roads. And there's all kinds of propaganda about how we need the police to have all the according to the Mothers Against Drunk Driving head, who was there to testify against this bill, and I got to rebut what she said, which was a lot of fun. Also, Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, he was there too, so both of us came after that lady. You can check out that video right now over at freekeen.com. It's up. The full hour-long hearing for that bill is there in front of the Senate committee.
Did you testify for drunk libertarians for freedom?
No, I was a co-chairman of the New Hampshire Liberty Party when I was testifying. But in that case, you know, that's a good example of a scary issue, right? The police are going to get up there and say, we need to catch these drunk drivers. We need every tool in our belt. And this is a tool that we can use. And
but the police didn't really testify on this.
They did, actually. Yeah. There was the state police, but there weren't a lot of cops that came up. It was just that one. And even their testimony, they have to admit when questioned that the effectiveness of the DUI checkpoints is not particularly high as compared to roving police officers, like cops actually looking for evidence while they're driving.
Right. Careless drivers.
Yeah.
Somebody's swerving all kinds like this, maybe it's easier to see than just you standing on the bridge where you can't see any of the streets.
Yeah, probably. And pulling over every third car and asking them questions.
I do hate that swerving within your lane claim, though. Like,
well,
it's my lane.
Like swerving out of your lane onto, like, other lanes.
It's my lane. I'll swerve in it if I need to. Thanks.
So, but my point being, that is an issue. It's a very emotional issue. I was shocked when I heard that that passed the House. Shocked. Like, even here in New Hampshire, I didn't think that that could happen. But New Hampshire is full of surprises like that. It's full of times where, you know, personal freedom actually
wins
the
day. That might have a weird strategic thing going on, though. They have to be able to show, or at least they have to be able to not be disshown to have an effectiveness rate in order to keep the constitutionality of them. So they might be wanting to kind of take a break from that for a while to recover it. There are some weird strategic issues with that
could
one.
Could be, but the average state rep is probably not as down on what you're talking about. They're probably not as with it. You know, they're just hearing about the issue. They're hearing about the basics, and they're making a decision on it. And they made the decision to abolish the checkpoints. Again, just the state house still has to be heard in full by the Senate. But the Senate Justice Committee heard that, or Judiciary Committee, last week. So we'll see. But that's my point to rebut what you're saying there, Mark. This is New Hampshire is not a lefty state. It's not a righty state. It's really a kind of a purple state. It's really
it
a different
fits
place.
Right next to a bunch of lefty states, hand-wringers,
no doubt.
Super liberals.
And a lot
and
of those people come
stuff
here.
Rubs off.
That's true. Those people do come here,
because
and that is one of the biggest
objections.
This is
a societal issue. I'm not talking about them coming here, Ian.
Well, they
I'm
do.
They do.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about, this is a societal issue. I'm saying that I am, to some extent, complicit in this because I've got to say my son doing the things that I do, it would be surprising to me. I would be uncomfortable with the notion. I'd have to get comfortable with the notion. Now, he doesn't want to go out and, you know, there's
why are you like that?
Why am I like that?
Yeah.
Because I live in this society.
You've just been brainwashed or
where
something?
People are, you know, just that's not what you do.
Huh.
When that might also be kind of a thing where you look like you're not scared when you're doing something, and then everybody kind of does it anyway, and so everyone assumes no one else is scared.
Could be that.
So I don't think that being scared is necessarily something that we can say that parents in the past didn't have. They might have just been doing it anyway because, in their judgment, that was the best thing to do.
Yeah. Could be.
If you are a parent and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, Utah, looking to shore up the rights of parents who actually want to allow their kids to, I don't know, explore the world without having to have their mom or dad right next to them at all moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome you. Drink responsibly.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Something I want to let you know about is something that a lot of people have been asking for a long time within the Liberty community, and that is a good, easy-to-use, effective website that actually allows you to find out who owns businesses who are libertarians. Which liberty-minded people are out there running businesses? You know that they're out there. You just don't know who they are or where they're at. So liberty.menu is a site that can help you connect with those people. And also, if you are a business owner and you are of a liberty mindset, meaning that you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, if you want those people like you to be your customers, then you need to get your business up as soon as possible over at liberty.menu. You go there.
I got to say, people like that are pretty loyal as far as customers go. I mean,
absolutely. And they don't know where you are unless they happen to know you personally. So you need to know to let them know by going to liberty.menu. You can add as many of your businesses. You got more than one, because a lot of entrepreneurs, they got, you know, five plates up in the air that they're spinning all at once. Add all five of them to liberty.menu. In fact, you earn points on liberty.menu. It's a gamified system, if you will, where you earn based on what you contribute to the site. So the more content that you can put up there, whether it be your business or local events, you can put events that other liberty-minded folks might be interested in. Also, digital content that you've created. There's categories for all of those over at liberty.menu. It is free to put stuff on the site. It's free to browse the site. So really, there's no reason not to be listed over at liberty.menu. It's also really easy to use, and it looks nice, too. Liberty.menu. Plus, if you use code FTL on your profile, you get a special Free Talk Live badge, because you're a listener of the show. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Mark, you were sharing with us the story out of Utah. I don't know if there was more that you thought we should share. If not, we can go on to the Free Range Kids blog for a related story.
It's just basically they go on talking about what free range kids are. Our parents now, our parents would be now called free range for letting us have some ordinary childhood freedoms.
Right.
In fact, Lenore Skenazy, author of Free Range Kids, has been leading activists by in protecting parental rights and drawing attention to disturbing examples of government overreach. In her book and her website, she explains that while childhood is much safer now than it was when many of us were kids, let me repeat that for you, parents, childhood now is much safer than it was when we were kids. The prevailing attitude is that children are in constant danger and must be continuously watched. Parents increasingly get caught in a government dragnet of child protective services for exercising standard parental judgment.
Yeah. See, this is why, another example of why activism is important. Because as was pointed out here, Lenore Skenazy from Free Range Kids is leading activists to change these things. She's leading parents who thought they were just going to have themselves their normal life of having kids, working their careers, raising their kids, raising their families. Guess what? Now you got to be an activist because the government is coming after you. Because the government has decided that the thing that you do should be illegal. And this is one of the things that we've pointed out over the years here on Free Talk Live is, yeah, you might think it's easy to go ahead and just live your life the way you want and, you know, hopefully you'll be left alone by the government. But there's no guarantee that they're going to leave you alone. In fact, the longer that you wait, the greater the chances...
It's beginning to look like an unlikelihood.
The greater the chances they're going to outlaw something that you consider to be normal, that you consider to be harmless. So if you don't stand up for the rights of other people, whether they be the, you know, the victimless criminal drug user down the street who just wants to get high, or they be somebody else who's running a business without a license or whatever it is that we're talking about here, if you aren't willing to stand up for other people's rights, then you shouldn't be surprised when nobody's willing to stand up for your rights when they finally come after you.
And just from a completely utilitarian standpoint, even if you don't care about the state or other people being oppressed by the state, it might be a good idea to kind of leave yourself like a buffer. So like there's the things you want to do over here. So just kind of if they're starting to like maybe criminalize some stuff over here, maybe fight against that. That way, like the stuff that you want to do is like way far away from what's being criminalized.
Strategically. The difficulty thing, I think, that is all of us are busy in our lives, right?
Yeah.
We've got our lives and, you know, we don't want to spend the time on other people's lives. And the news, whenever they report on something, they make that person, whomever they're reporting on, generally look pretty bad. You know, it doesn't look good. Police say, you know,
sure,
Mr. Freeman is a bad man. And
they said that.
Yeah, they say things like that and they make it look bad. Well, that's what they're going to do to you. That's what they do. That's what they did to this father that made his son walk like a mile home from school. That's what they did to him. That's what they did to this couple whose kids walked together for home from school and walked together to the park and back.
Unfortunately, that's what creates an activist. Those people weren't activists likely before these things happened to them. They all of a sudden stumbled into this situation where the government now all of a sudden is targeting them for something that they thought should have been completely legal and was when they were kids. And they're shocked, they're surprised, they're outraged, and then they want to do something about it. And what I'm suggesting that you do is if you care about the things that we're talking about, is you do something about it now before it happens to you by doing something, finding some issues where you feel like you can be effective on, where you feel like you, you know, are strong and passionate about, and getting involved in those areas. Preferably, if you're a libertarian in New Hampshire, joining the migration of people who are coming here, libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, free-range parenting types, coming up here and moving their families with them. And you know, doing things to actually make sure that we can push back in the direction of freedom. Because if you don't do anything, then you better believe the busybodies are active.
Wait,
those people are.
And I mean, most people, I don't think that most people are even just neutral. Most people are not full-time activists, but they're kind of doing some work on the state. So, like, if the news getting
most
on TV...
Most people are doing some work on the state?
Not... They're not doing any, you know, full-time having
most people don't even know what the news is, I don't think. Most people
the fact that the media can get on TV and say, the police said this bad thing about you. And, okay, now your boss and employer is kind of different because you kind of have to have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that that would affect people in your life and the fact that people in your life would even... I mean, the news could get on the TV tomorrow and... the police said Melanie did X. And
somebody's
the only reaction I would get from anybody in my life would be either ignoring it, laughing it, or high-fiving me. Mm-hmm. And that if you're surrounding yourself with people who
We're talking about libertarian activists in New Hampshire. All right. Because that wouldn't be how it would be in my life. All right.
If you're kind of contributing to a culture that would put any credence in that, you know, that in and of itself is helping the state.
Yeah.
You know, reacting to it should not matter that this, even if the police, you know, said it and you didn't have to trust the media, oh, they said something negative about you. Well, I have absolutely no reason to believe this.
Sure, you're not going to believe what the police say, no doubt about it. I can understand both sides here. I can understand, hey, who cares what the media says, and the media matters, and they're going to affect opinion. But I think on the other hand, there's this middle group of people who don't pay any attention to the news. Like, they're just so busy with their own lives, they don't know anything but except for who Brad and Angelina are dating or whatever, right? Like, they pay attention to pop culture, and that's it.
Speaking of news, people get the news that they get. It kind of trickles down. I mean, it happens every once in a while that I'll find somebody who, will find out that I do Free Talk Live for a living, and they'll be like, I thought you guys went to jail, right?
Well, we did, separately.
But, that's what they think, is that the FBI did a raid 2 years ago, confiscated a bunch of equipment from this studio, and
there must have been charges.
We haven't heard hide or hair of anything since then.
But they think there were charges or whatever?
Nothing but nothing. Well, they don't know anything.
Well, that's what the FBI usually does when they do a raid, is they arrest everybody there, and most of them go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, that's frequently what happens.
When they do a raid just because they don't like you and they don't have any evidence, they just steal all your computers and you never hear from them again.
I think ignorance and statism is the default for people in America. And it's one of the reasons I don't think that America is particularly a great place to raise your kids or be dealing with this stuff.
Well, that's an interesting opinion. Although, studies show that New Hampshire is the best place in the United States.
Studies by statists who believe the news, yes. I'm not saying that New Hampshire's bad. I'm just saying that let's consider
who's doing it. I don't know the statists who make those studies, Mark. There's different groups that have been out there saying New Hampshire's a really great place, and one of them is because it's a very, very low crime rate. It's a very safe place to raise a safe family. It's beautiful, and we've got a growing community of liberty-minded people here who actually care about these issues. So that's what I'm saying. If you think you're going to get away with living your life without the police coming in and ruining everything, well, I wish you the best, but don't be surprised if somewhere along that line they go ahead and make something illegal that you like. In this case, raising your kids the way you want, illegal. That's what's happening in states like California and New York. So kudos to the Utah government for actually doing something right here. There's more coming up. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.